Good morning. This is 91.7 WVXU. I'm Marianne Zalesnik. Ohio's primary election is just about a month away. Joining me this morning to talk about one of the issues on the ballot is WVXU's senior political analyst, Howard Wilkinson. Good morning, Howard.
Good morning.
So the biggest ballot issue in Southwest Ohio in the March 17th primary is Issue 7. It's an increase in the Hamilton County sales tax. What's it for?
It's actually for two purposes. One purpose is for road and bridge improvements, infrastructure type spending. The other part of it is to expand the Queen City Metro bus system and make it more accessible east and west and from the suburbs into the central city. Now, the fact is the bulk of this money would go to the Queen City Metro. Only about a quarter of it would be for the roads and bridges, but that can make a big difference on some infrastructure projects here.
Now let's talk numbers. How big is the increase and how much money is it going to bring in?
It's going to bring in about $135 million a year, and it's a 0.8% increase. So it's 0.8 of a penny, basically, on a valuation. And it's going to replace the funding that used to fund Queen City Metro, which was from the city's earnings tax. And people in Hamilton County repealed that, or the people in Cincinnati repealed that last fall, said, okay, that set the stage for the sales tax as a replacement way of funding increases in spending for the Metro bus system.
So it is a sales tax. So does anything you buy in Hamilton County get taxed with this then?
Yeah, pretty much. I mean, it's applied to the rest of the sales tax in Hamilton County. Now, the good news is that sales tax is different. About 40% of it, they say, and I think this is a good estimate, about 40% of it is paid by people who are coming in from outside of Hamilton County, visitors, people at conventions, people going
Northern
to ball
Kentucky,
games.
Driving across the
Northern
river.
Kentucky, sure. You know, people who are visiting Hamilton County but don't live here. So they're picking up about 40% of the tab.
So if this passes, and it is for some infrastructure, what projects do you think are going to get help with this money?
Well, it sounds like the two that are at the top of the list are the Western Hills Viaduct, which everybody knows is a mess and needs to be either seriously refurbished or even replaced, and the landslides which keep happening on Columbia Parkway, shutting down, you know, a major artery into the city from the suburbs. And those are the ones that most people are talking about. And, you know, any project though that gets money from the sales tax increase would have to be within 3/4 of a mile of a bus line, a metro bus line. And Western Hills Viaduct and the Columbia Parkway, those would certainly be because bus lines run on them. So that would be one of the qualifications to get money.
Now, what kind of campaign do you think there will be, or what is out there right now pushing this Issue 7?
It's going to be massive, and it's already starting this week, started a little bit earlier this week. I noticed it first when it started popping up on social media sites, you know, advertisements to vote yes on Issue 7. They were well done, but, you know, it's going to be followed up now with TV advertising, a lot of TV advertising, a lot of direct mail, because it's going to be directed at various parts of the county. If you go out in the suburbs, some of the suburb communities, they don't care about the buses as much as they care about the roads and bridges. So those mail pieces will emphasize the infrastructure. Within the city, the advertising, I would think, would emphasize Queen City Metro.
What kind of opposition is this facing?
I don't see any real organized opposition. There are individuals who are speaking out against it and don't think it's fair. There are organizations out there that just generally oppose tax increases, but there's nobody that's going to be able to match anything that the pro Issue 7 committee is going to do. They plan, from what I understand, they're planning on spending at least $1.3 million.
Howard, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Howard Wilkinson is WVXU's senior political analyst. He joins me each Friday at this time. You can read his columns and his stories at WVXU.org, and you can sign up for his election newsletter, Counterpoints, there as well.